I'm Kevin Kugler with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The first two football titles of the year are in the books, and today we tell you about them. In Division II, the final game was an unlikely matchup of two teams that had never won an NCAA D2 title in any sport. The West Florida Argonauts, in just their second year playing D2 football, were unranked entering the bracket, and the Lions from Texas A&M Commerce started as one of the bracket's 4-5 seeds. But the Lions were hot as they carried a 5-game winning streak into the tournament and then won 5 more to claim the school's first ever NCAA title. The championship game final score was 37-27. Texas A&M Commerce senior quarterback Luis Perez, winner of the D2 Player of the Year Harlan Hill Trophy, set an NCAA D2 record with 1,570 postseason passing yards, including 323 yards in the title game. Coming up, the top two teams meet for the D3 trophy on This Week in the NCAA.
Every day, the NCAA is working across campuses to keep college athletes safe by committing research and resources to their physical and mental health. Physical and mental health includes, but is not limited to, education, research initiatives, and new policies on concussion, promoting best practices around cardiac health, sexual violence prevention and education, mental health resources and training, alcohol and other drug abuse prevention, guidance on nutrition, sleep, and performance, creating safety guidelines for all NCAA sports, support of the American Development Model to prevent overuse injuries. Whew. And that's just what we could fit within 30 seconds. Visit ncaa.org/wellbeing to learn more.
The NCAA Division III football title was decided in the 45th edition of the Stag Bowl and featured a marquee matchup. The top two ranked teams, the defending champions versus a team with 12 trophies in the case and two teams on monster offensive rolls. Last year's winner, Mary Harden Baylor from Texas, was ranked number one at the end of the regular season and won their first four bracket games by a combined score of 122-16. But then they faced D3 perennial powerhouse Mount Union from Ohio, who had outscored their first four bracket opponents by a combined 179-93. So a high-scoring offensive battle was sure to come in the final, right? Well, not so much. The stars of the game were on the Mount Union Purple Raider defense, holding the Harden-Baylor Crusaders to 144 total yards in a 12-0 final and the first Stag Bowl shutout since 1982. The Mount Union win gives them an undefeated 15-0 season and ends the Crusaders' incredible 29-game winning streak. That's This Week of the NCAA. I'm Kevin Kugler on Westwood One.